and center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, former Texas. Broadcasting worldwide, and by admitting we've been captured by the globalists, we have a chance to turn it around. It's illegitimate. But if we never get around to admitting how much trouble we're in, we have no choice. It's the globalists trying to conquer Ukraine, trying to suck Spain dry, trying to suck Iceland dry. It's the globalists that have conquered America to a great extent and now want to finish it by taking our guns. That's why I'm against what they're doing to Russia. I get that the Russians abused the Ukrainians under the Soviet. I get that. I wish Ukraine was a sovereign country like Switzerland with a free market. To hell with the Russians, to hell with NATO and the EU. Don't you get that? I know you get that, but some of the folks out there, they're like, well, we better be for this because, you know, I don't like George Soros, but like Cliff Kincaid or whatever his name is, you're claiming I'm a Russian agent. And I guess Ron Paul's a Russian agent now, too, he was saying. Whatever his name is, I think it's Cliff Kincaid. I've had him on the show before, you know, big neocon. I saw it write an article saying I'm, you know, a Ruski agent because I don't want to have this new Cold War. I mean, if the Russians were doing something to me, I'd be against them. The communist Chinese government's lobbying domestically to take my guns and stuff and funding Hollywood, and I'm against them. I saw a few anti-gun stories on RT, and I started calling for their license to be jerked. Listen, you mess with me, you tread on me, I come after you. The Russians aren't doing jack squat. George Soros is trying to take my guns. George Soros is trying to start a war with Russia. The guy was a Nazi collaborator when he was 15 years old. I'm sick of him. Both my grandfathers almost died in the Army Air Corps one way or another. I barely even exist because of the World War II and the Nazis. And George Soros was working with him. All my grandfathers were almost dying. That piece of crap was on the ground supporting them. I've had enough of it. And now he wants my guns. How are my grandfathers dead in the grave and George Soros is still running around crapping on everyone? Jerry and George is a veteran. What's your take on all this? Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Al. I was served in the first 39th during the Cold War. I was stationed in Baumhorst, Germany, and it's breaking my heart to see our us going back into this, and people are just asleep. I mean, they're completely asleep. They're not paying attention to the news. They don't understand the severity of what we're walking into again. And I looked up to see if my old unit was even stationed in Germany anymore. It's been dissolved. Half of what we used to have back there, we don't have any teeth in Europe anymore. So what? It's like the only options they have is an air war or tactical nuclear war, and that's horrifying, too. I mean, just...
By the way, seconds ago, Crimea, full vote, 95% to join Russia.
And I just wish people would... The only way to reach people, I think, is to ask the question, why is Obama, McCain, Kerry, why are they supporting a Nazi government?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, it really, everybody says this is Nazi, that's Nazi. The government McCain and them put in is literally a Nazi government. I mean, they are literally Nazis that say Slavs are subhuman. It's insanity. It's total mental illness.
God bless you for what you're doing, and I just can't believe it. I can't believe we're going back into this. This is craziness.
Well, I mean, here's my deal. The Russians generally in history, from my study, tell me if I'm wrong, will not attack you unless you attack them, then they will attack you, full power. In 2008, they threatened to nuke NATO, and NATO backed off. What are we going to do if they threaten to nuke again and NATO says do it? I mean, there is nuclear war. All because Obama wants to put Russian kids in dresses.
If some foreign government came into Puerto Rico and affected their elections and then said, Now we're the legitimate government. The U.S. would be there tomorrow. And that's exactly what we're doing. We have no business over there. And we should be pulling these guys out of office. Whoever, I would love it if you would have a campaign with all your Arizona listeners and get McCain out of office.
Very well said. Excellent call. Jerry, I'm going to repeat what you said when we came back for everybody. That's a good point. If somebody messed with the election, overthrew Puerto Rico, the U.S. military would be there in 5 minutes. I mean, that's what the Russians are doing. I'm sorry to have to side with the Russians. I mean, Why does the United States...
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
KLON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
I don't care if we're about to have war with Russia. Have you seen the new Late Show?
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Find all the affiliate showtimes, free audio video feeds at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.com and just click on the listen page. You can also see all my films, the nightly news, and more via InfowarsNews.com. We've got links to our Facebook, over 3 million likes with all the different Facebooks together, one channel, 800,000. And then, of course, we've got our Twitter at Real Alex Jones and more. You can follow us there at Real Alex Jones. I want to get into the UN takeover and the George Soros takeover of the Internet. That's not my words. That's U.S. relinquished remaining control over the Internet. That's the Washington Post. And as bad as the U.S. government is, I don't like who's about to get it. It's even worse because they're the folks that run the U.S. government. That's all coming up. But listen, McCain has said they want to give military support to the Ukrainian government that they just funded to overthrow the elected government when the Ukraine wouldn't join the EU to be sucked dry, like Spain and Italy and Greece and so many others, Iceland, the list goes on, for that economic bondage. And then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, under Obama orders, said, I am ready for military action against Russia upon your order, mein Führer. So all of that is being announced, and a U.S. Predator drone was brought down, shot down by electronic warfare, ordering it to crash from 12,000 feet on Friday. That has hardly been in the U.S. news, though Reuters carried it. So you've got hundreds of thousands of the million-man reserve Ukrainian army massing on the Crimean border that just voted, polls closed, and the tallying is complete. 95% vote for the generally Russian-held enclave. It's been part of Russia for 200 years, only recently part of Ukraine since World War II. They are now, because the Nazis kicked the Russians out of Ukraine, and then kind of the leftover of the Nazis are now attacking. So the Russians have voted to join Russia. They're in the Russian-held enclave of Crimea. And you've got all these other referendums the West supports, dozens of them. But they do not support a breakaway here. I mean, Venice is voting to break away from Italy. Scotland's voted to break away from the UK. Catalonia's voting to break away from Spain. I mean, there's a whole bunch of examples of this. You're not hearing about military action. We had a caller earlier, a veteran call in, who made the point that imagine if a foreign power, the Russians per se, had financed a political takeover of Puerto Rico, you would see the U.S. military there not leaving its bases. That's what Russia's done. I'm not, never been to Russia, don't have a drop of Russian blood in me, folks. So I'm not siding with Russia. But the globalists run America and NATO and the EU. They're starting the fight. And this could really get explosive. I want to hurry through your calls. We got Mike and Cole and Steven and Victor and Daniel and Todd and Jason and Mark and Steve, all veterans. Give your quick point, please. I'll go to the next person. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? If you disagree, tell me how I'm wrong. Because I got to be honest. I mean, if they were trying to put in some Swiss-style government that was pro-gun, pro-liberty, kick the bankers out, I'd say, okay, I don't kind of like it, but okay, yeah, Russia shouldn't influence. I mean, I want free countries out there. But this is the globalists coming in to set up an EU tyranny there. So that's my issue. And now we're getting a new Cold War out of it? We're bankrupt, folks. Obama wants a political distraction. The EU's unpopular. They want a new distraction. That's why they want to start this new Cold War. And Putin likes it. Putin's approval rating's exploding. That's in AP. I read that earlier. So there's my geopolitical analysis. This is bad for people. We don't want a new Cold War, folks. We're bankrupt. Mike in California, am I wrong? What's your take?
No, man, you're absolutely right about everything that you're talking about. It feels like they've changed the timetable on us with all of the things that they're pushing out there. Obamacare, legalizing illegals, they're flushing the system, absolutely flushing the system. And this might be going along with that. One thing I want to make this quick is I know you've got a lot of callers you're going to get to, and I want to let you do your wonderful job, sir. But please, you had Wolfgang Halbig on recently. That is the fight we need you on, brother. Please go up there with that man. Work with him. Organize.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But we're on the topic of Ukraine. We had the former state police and top school safety expert on. He runs a big company that, you know, advises colleges, you name it, saying Sandy Hook was totally fake, and he's about to file suit over it. And, of course, it was obviously fake. I just don't know how much of it was fake. They had green screens, actors. I mean, I can't believe how bold this government is, how illegitimate it is. Thank you, Mike. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. After I got out of the Army, I worked about 10 years in Ukraine and, well, Kiev. I worked about a year and a half and then worked another little over 7.5 years in Russia for an aerospace company. I think a lot of people aren't understanding, you know, there's a lot of animosity between the Russians and the Western Ukrainians that we kind of don't understand. It goes back to World War II.
Well, it goes back before that when Stalin starved 10 million of them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then with the Western Ukrainians helping the Nazis during World War II. So there's a dynamic there that I think a lot of Americans aren't understanding. The Crimean thing, the Russians, I mean, Putin's not going to give this up. The Russians aren't going to give this up. They fought the British, they fought the French and the Turkish to a standstill in a war in the 1850s over this place.
That's right. No, the Russians have fought 8 different wars. I was looking it up in the last 400 years over the Crimea. I mean, this is the war zone.
Yes, sir. And what's scaring the hell out of me is I have a wife who's 8 months pregnant. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, we've got some really arrogant, this is firsthand experience, really arrogant, really incompetent people working in our intelligence community that are pretty much just yes men and yes women.
Yeah, they run around playing the part of James Bond, but they don't put in the hours exactly.
Exactly. I come from a very poor coal mining family from mountains east Tennessee. You know, we're as tough as they come. And these people over here in Russia, you know, they're no slouches. They're pretty tough. I can tell you from, again, almost a decade of living with them and being in their country, they're as tough as they come, and they're really smart. And what really scares me right now is Putin. He's no idiot. This guy is a master chess player. He's not going to let the United States or NATO build up a force that's capable of busting down the conventional Russian army. He spent too much time building it up in the early 2000s after he took over from Yeltsin.
Well, that's right. They put him in because they decided to go with the new czarist model. He's their new strongman. He's their figurehead. They're totally committed. And again, the globalists don't want any sovereign countries. They don't want a strong America either. And so they're going the way of John Wayne over there. We're going the way of Obama wanting to put 5-year-old schoolboys in dresses. And I mean, literally, I mean, we are losing the moral high ground worldwide. Anything else?
it's scarier than that. I mean, you know, people remember back right before the Georgian invasion. I mean, they changed the, you know, Russia changed its doctrine on the use of nuclear weapons, and they pretty much let the world know that they'll use them first strike, you know, if they have to.
No, no, that's right. That was the press conversation. Yeah. We've rolled the missiles in before our doctrine. We was at, that we would fire when fired upon. We now reserve the right to fire first because you are invading. And that's what that exactly. They're threatening to nuke NATO bases. And, folks, yeah. Even if NATO can end up beating Russia in the end, it's going to mean nuclear winter. Oh, I cannot believe it. At which the globalists may do as a war against America, because once a nuclear war starts, even a limited one, they're going to be able to take all of our rights. They will definitely come arrest me. They will definitely shut down all opposition. They're going to arrest Rand Paul. I guarantee you, folks, Obama hates America enough to start a war with Russia so he can become a dictator. Putin's becoming a dictator out of this. I'm telling you, folks, war is the health of the state. This is bad. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLive.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLive.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are definitely the front line of the info war. Infowars.com. Ron Paul's probably written, I don't know, 15 articles or more in the last few months about the Ukraine situation, even before it flared up. And he basically has mirrored what we've said. I'm about justice. I don't pick sides. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Russia involved in U.S. interest is about a 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 0 being no influence, bad influence, and then you look on the other end of it, you've got a 10, you know, being total bad influence. Russia's about a 1, doing bad things to America. The communist Chinese are about a 6. They're involved with the Federal Reserve, manipulating our debt, controlling Hollywood, financing anti-gun movements. I mean, the Chi-Coms are really messing with our lives. They're really in our business, allied with the globalists. They're a 6 or 7. George Soros, the UN, the New World Order, the private offshore Federal Reserve, the foreign banks that own our insurance companies that wrote Obamacare, they are a 11. To quote Spinal Tap, 110%, folks, that's an 11. They are trying to destroy this country. They are overrunning everything, attacking our families, attacking our dollar. I mean, my family, I'm not bragging, folks, both sides on the Mayflower. All over the place, the Revolutionary War started the Texas Revolution, literally started it. I'm not going to get into all the names and all the rest of it. It's off the chart. I mean, I am as an American as it gets, and it makes me want to vomit when I see news articles attacking Ron Paul because he's against World War III and attacking Russia for George Soros. In fact, you have the article earlier. We can put it up. I mean, look, Ron Paul and I know the history. There it is. Ron Paul supporting Russia's illegal occupation of Crimea. You know, these are the type of headlines. And, of course, that's the Daily Beast, the Democrats. No. And they put it next to Putin like they play Kissy Kiss or something. Ron Paul doesn't go speak in Russia. He goes and speaks with the former Czech Republic right-wing president who's actually against the globalists and the EU and for national sovereignty. Ron Paul likes Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was anti-communist at the core. Ron Paul's the opposite of a communist. He's the opposite of a Russian authoritarian supporter. He knows a crime when he sees one, and he knows the EU overthrew the elected government and has now pushed the Russians and their assets right to the border, so they just kept their gas pipelines and military bases. And the Russians, I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just so frustrating. I support American interest. I support the Republic. I bleed red, white, and blue. I love the ideas of America. I admire our country. We were special. We were unique. We were the best. And now we've been overrun by a bunch of globalist crooks trying to weaken our culture, dumb us down, destroy our families. And they want to do the same thing to the Russians. And the Russians aren't perfect, but they've been saying no to that, folks. And the globalists are scared. Because if America ever became free, and if Russia ever became free, and if we ever linked up and worked together for a better world, folks, it would be a better world. Only Russia and the U.S. can get their act together for a space program. The Russians are smart, folks. We need to be friends with the Russians and not let British intelligence, who's been doing this since the Civil War, divide us off from each other. It's all divide and conquer, and then they're going to launch a new Cold War, and that's why Ron Paul's sick of this, because he wants a unified, libertarian, free market planet like I do. Where whether you live in Africa or Russia or China or Mexico or the U.S., you're unified by free market, private property, Second Amendment family that unifies race, color, creed, religion around independence, around freedom. I mean, it's so sick how ignorant Most Americans are against this war. I saw a poll, 80%+ are against it. So I should say most Americans are dumb. But, I mean, if Americans knew just how bad this is, just how dangerous this is, I said I'd go to your calls. I have loaded phone lines, like 15 veterans holding. Steve, Mark, all of you. I'm going to get to everybody. And I'll cover the UN news where they're taking over the Internet. See, we're being conquered by the globalists. The Rockefellers created the UN. And if you look at the treaties we've got, we're shining everything over to them, the banks, the taxes, the guns, the Internet, the telecommunications, the military. We're being conquered by the New World Order. And they're now knocking down Russia's doors to start a war with them in my name. My enemy is the New World Order, not the Russians. The Russians do anything to me, I'll get in their face. Don't you understand that? I see the Russians surrounded by the New World Order. It makes me sick, just like we've been overtaken by them. That's why I don't like what's happening over there. And the Russians can now become authoritarian in the name of defending themselves, which will kill their reforms. The globalists know making them authoritarian will kill their country. They've given them the poison of authoritarianism to survive. So sick. Just like they fund Al-Qaeda to attack us and then take our liberties and destroy our economy. We lose $40 billion a year just in hotels alone because foreigners won't come here because of the TSA. CNN even reported that years ago. They have screwed us so many ways it makes me want to throw up. They want to kill commerce. They want to kill free market. They want to kill prosperity to make us dependent. And it makes me sick. It makes me sick. I want the globalists out of my country. They're the ones trying to take my kids, take my guns, take my language, dumb me down, overrun me. They're the enemy. Let's jam a call before I go to break, and I'll come back and phone blitz. Steve in Texas, sorry I'm ranting. Go ahead.
It's okay, Alex. Listen, retired naval intelligence, everything that's going on right now was war gamed in 08 and 09. The Crimea right now is a diversionary theater. Once we tie down the Russians, the 76th Division, you're going to have forces going into Syria because they've cut off the unit that was going to be sent to Syria to stop us there, the 76th Air Mobile Division, and you're going to see in the Saudis and the Israelis doing airstrikes on Iran. All of this is a diversionary theater to tie down Russian ground forces so that we can go back to what we were doing 6 months ago in Syria and Iran.
And what is your view? I agree with you on that. What is your view of that morally?
Well, you know, when I was in the Navy, I had an oath to do what I was supposed to do for the country. As a civilian, I can speak a little bit more freely. And like you, I don't want to see my children obliterated in a nuclear war, which that's what the Russians are going to do if they get tied down. And their port in Syria is being attacked. They have no other choice. They're going to use tactical nukes, and they have a different view towards towards nukes than we do, because when they're surrounded, they get that isolation fear, and so they strike out. They will use tactical nukes. They will use them in the Ukraine. They have no love for Ukrainians. They will use them against the German. That's their primary nuke target.
That actually, you know what you're talking about. That's true. Wow. Power just went out.
And I'll tell you, I'll finish with one little thing. We've had SEALs doing probing reconnaissance along with Marine Corps recon in the Sea of Azov since 2010. So what will probably happen with the task force, which the flag of that task force is the USS H.W. Bush, they're going to be mining the Black Sea. That way the Soviet or the Russian Navy can't...
Well, you know what you're talking about. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to come back and let you talk some more. That's why I want the military to call in. The military literally is the only people I can have a conversation with. I'm not bragging saying I'm smart. I wish my average American knew as much about football as they knew about geopolitics and what's going on worldwide. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Look, here's my bottom line. We're going back to Steve, Mark, and many others. Todd, Assam, and Holland, Cole, Michael, Victor, Daniel. We'll get to all of you. If the West was moral and trying to put in a good government there, I would go with George Washington and say we shouldn't be in foreign entanglements. But if we liberated North Korea, I'd kind of probably get behind it. But none of it was going to cause a nuclear war. The Russians are not as dirty as the globalists now. And the Russians are pretty darn bad, folks, their government. I'm not romanticizing it, but I've studied it. The New World Order has conquered us, is what I'm saying. They now want to be able to take down Syria. They're very mad that 6 months ago that got derailed. But go back to 2008 with the Georgia situation, where the Russians rolled in with the troops and NATO backed off. I understand it's a diversionary tactic. Also, politically, it's diversionary from a lot of stuff going on inside the EU. We were talking to Steve, who is former naval intelligence, and you hear how smart he is. So next time you hear Bill Maher make fun of the military or Henry Kissinger call them dumb, stupid animals and stuff, in my experience, military people, even if they're folks that were enlisted, know more than the general public because they've lived inside of it. That's why we're taking military calls today. We haven't gotten any calls yet from Russia or from Ukraine, but I don't try to get calls from there. I actually get calls from there, but we're not getting those calls. Steve, make other points about where you see this going and the question of the moral issue. I mean, they're going to put people even worse into the Ukraine now. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Absolutely. Let me make a couple of more points, and then I'll get off the phone. Firstly, the SEALs have been infiltrating, like I said, the Crimean area. Rostov on Don is a very important target. What they're doing is reconnaissance for nuclear targets. The NATO forces are trying to, and politically also the State Department, they want the Soviets to do a first strike nuclear hit, because what the retaliation is going to be, and I know based on the war game scenarios, there's four or five missile submarines with the task force, with the George Bush. And what they want to do is they're going to hit the targets that the SEALs have been reconning since 2010. But they can't hit those targets until the Russians launch tactical nukes first in the Ukraine. NATO doesn't care about the Ukraine. That's a throwaway country for them. And if they can obliterate it, then they can bottle up the Black Sea Fleet by doing nuclear strikes on the strategic targets. Then they can't get out.
And then they'll Marshall Plan it and make hundreds of billions, quote, rebuilding it.
Yes. But it's important to remember what unit they're trying to bottle up. In South Ossetia, you had the 76th Air Mobile Division, which is one of the very first Russian divisions made up of all highly trained volunteers. There's no conscripts in that division. And that division was earmarked for Syria a few months ago. If they've got them bottled up in a conflict in Crimea, then they can't go down and fight in Syria, and you're going to have Al-Qaeda force just like before with Western advisors, usually Australian and British SAS, are going to lead these guys through Syria. When Syria falls, you've got Iran's flank. We can go straight into Iran because the Israelis are going crazy wanting to attack Iran, and that's the final.
Sure, and I totally agree with your analysis, spot on. So how does it all end?
It ends, if it follows the war game, that we're going to be launching on the Crimea and the Ukraine area with nukes to bottle up the Black Sea Fleet so we can do other things in other areas, namely Syria and Iran. That's the end game.
Now, undoubtedly, the Russians understand all this. What they may do something unorthodox and move with a gambit.
Well, you know, that's where the Chinese come in. They're going to talk the Chinese into helping them and flank around where NATO blocking forces are. That's where the Chinese come in. And the Chinese, you know, as everybody knows, can be bribed. And that's how it works.
What do you as a father think of this?
Well, I hope that I have a copy of Joel Skousen's Strategic Relocation, and I have a place in the strategically safe zones in the Ozark. Probably close to you, Alex.
It's just but again, this would be bad enough if we were trying to actually sell freedom over there. They're trying to go over there and sell Hollywood and putting little boys in dresses and breaking up families. And I mean, it's just so crazy that I don't think all the liberals and all the politicos and all the fake intelligence people really get how much danger they're in. I mean, this might not end at just some tactical nuke war. This could end with just the destruction of humanity.
Well, you've heard the old saying, these people that are running our society, they're shooting for the person with the most toys wins. They're looking for world domination and don't care how many of us sheep that they kill, Alex. And that's the bottom line.
What was your information on Georgia? What happened with that? Because Russia rolled in the medium-range mobile nuke launchers, said we're going to start hitting NATO targets, and NATO backed out.
They wanted to see which units would deploy to South Ossetia because from the Western intelligence, they knew that they would send their best troops. It was also 76th Division. That's how the West made the assessment of which unit to isolate with their next phase, which was Crimea. And that's exactly the unit that was sent there, the 76th Air Mobile.
Sure, but you know the Russians are going to have other elite units in reserve.
Well, they've got Spetsnaz, but Spetsnaz are your special operators. They're not primary combat formations.
What about this situation? You know, Europe, England, and the United States are penetrated with Russian sleeper agents. Do you expect them to activate?
Alex, I'll tell you something. Probably 2 years before I retired, one of those agents sat at a desk next to me. He's in Leavenworth now. Our military is completely penetrated by Russian agents, and usually American guys that the Russians send hot blondes to try and bring them over to their side.
Oh, believe me, I know.
It's amazing what happens when you have a hot girlfriend who has that sexy little Russian accent, isn't it, Alex?
I've had the Russians send hot blondes at me twice.
There you go. That's how it works. I had a guy sitting at a desk right next to me, career guy, lieutenant commander, had a wife and family, and the Russian girlfriend was his downfall. He's sitting in a prison for the rest of his life.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no telling how compromised our strategic planning is. No telling.
Well, that's my point, is that even if it was moral, it's like a Mexican standoff. But, I mean, our country is rotting. The globalists are a bunch of it's so dangerous. I don't think, do you agree with me this is incredibly dangerous and the public has no idea how much danger we're in?
Absolutely. But they're making decisions based on analysis of what they think they're going to be able to get away with. And they're trying to pin the Russian military down in the Crimea.
Sure.
So that they can hit Syria. Iran. Iran's the main thing because the Israelis are screaming. They're going crazy wanting to hit Iran right now. And the Saudis.
Well, what about this? I was told by a high-level military officer, and confirmed with the special forces people I know have given me good information in the past. Their word is Iran's had nukes for years.
Absolutely.
So why do the Israelis want to hit them now?
Why do you think it's so scary that they're deploying naval cruisers to their new bases in Venezuela? The Iranians want to zap us with EMP. That's their main goal.
This is insane.
To detonate something in our atmosphere.
All right.
You had a guest on talking about that.
No, I know. I just want to live my life. And again, if our government was trying to promote family and private property and stuff, it'd be bad enough. That our government is so illegitimate, run by all these globalist interests. And I just hope, you know, Dempsey and others did go to Obama and tell him don't attack Syria, but I guess you're saying that was just, they said, give us time. Do you have any information on what happened there?
Dempsey made a deal, like you said, and Obama said, all right, we're going to back off now, but we're going to go forward with what was wargamed in 08 at the War College, and that's our new... Of course, there's multi-scenarios with every wargaming strategy, but Obama, as what he told Dempsey then was, we're going ahead with this, but we're going to go in a different area. We're going to block the Russians, and perhaps that'll prevent any collateral damage in the CONUS, the continental United States. There were two plans.
Very interesting. Well, God bless you. Appreciate that call. More calls from veterans coming up. Military intelligence.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I said I'd get to the UN takeover of the internet and a bunch of other news. I've got all the stacks here. I've only covered two stacks of like 15. Tomorrow, weekday show, I'm going to get into this internet thing big time. This is important. Because while we're busy watching the Russian thing, the Malaysian flight thing, all the rest of it, and Dancing with the Stars, whatever other folks watch, they are just seizing the infrastructure, the globalist star that sit above the nations and play us off against each other. I hope they back off, but if you read Zbigniew Brzezinski and others who are advising Obama, they've been wanting a tactical nuclear war with the Russians for a long time. And it's just a bad situation if it starts up. And it is a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But most mainline analysts say this is more dangerous than anything in the Cold War. Because back then, the Russians were expanding. The Russians were bullies. The Russians were bad guys. The Russians are surrounded right now. And the West is trying to overthrow their government. And now they've got strong leaders, and they're in a defensive stance. It's a serious situation. I mean, there's no words to describe it. Todd in Canada, you're on the air. We'll just cover this till the end of the show. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right.
Well, you guys are really screwing things up for me down there, man. I live part-time in Russia. My wife and my family's over there. My father-in-law is ex-military, Russian military, back during the Cold War years. And I could tell you a lot of stories. Right now, they're just talking about doing economic sanctions against Europe and USA right now.
No, I know the Russians are just talking about sanctions, but Kerry and others are talking about active military action in Crimea.
Oh, yes, 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 I know. But right now on the Russian media there, that's all they're talking about. They're not going into as far as what Russia is going to do from their side of the story. And they're also taking your average Russian on the street does not want a war, period.
Yeah, I'm the average American. I don't want a war.
And I mean, and over there, like Russian kids, like when they turn 18, they have to serve 3 years in the military, mandatory service. Right now, they have a draft. They're not even waiting until they're 18. They're bringing them in like right now. So I don't know exactly what they're doing or what exactly is going on there, but it's looking pretty bad. All I know is in 3 months, I got to fly into the eye of the storm, man. So,
Anderson, God bless you, Todd. We're going to jump. No, the Russians are building up militarily, and the West is providing the pressure to build up that new enemy. Because, again, when you put pressure on them, that gives Putin the power to build up a paramilitary and domestic force and a larger blue water navy, the new generation of missiles, all of it. It's just another Cold War. Meanwhile, we're under Agenda 21 UN takeover. Victor in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What's your take on this, brother?
To you. Hey, look, what I want to say is I'm going to say bank, government, corporation, trinity of tyranny. No fear. Don't be afraid. You know, it is the military industrial complex that is taking over here, and it's just happening. I mean, and I don't know how we're going to defend ourselves against it.
No, but I agree. It's special interests on all sides that make money off conflict instead of free market, instead of real things that help people. And they're going to. I mean, there was a top British analyst and government official, I forget his name, like 2 months ago, came out and said, "Look, our governments are creating crises to stay in power, and they're going to end up causing World War III. They are screwing things up on purpose." I appreciate your call. This is just out from Reuters. Top Russian journalist on state-run media has said, quote, in Reuters, "We can turn your country into radioactive ash." And we'll put that back on screen for folks that are watching us on television. But anybody that's listening on radio can just search engine that. There it is, the article. Again, for folks that would like to be able to pull that up, it's Russia can turn the U.S. to radioactive ash, Kremlin-backed journalist. And so that's the type of things that are coming out. Russia is the only country in the world that is realistically capable of turning the United States to radioactive ash. Television presenter Dmitry, pronounced his name right, Kislov, said on his weekly current affairs show, that guy was putting power over that channel by Vladimir Putin. So that's basically Putin speaking through a proxy. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I was in ADA when I was in the military protecting the West Germany from Russian East Germany. And in other words, it's the same outfit now that the Democrats and others have laughed because they're trying to say, you know, what we said, yeah, we can hit a missile with a missile. Give us the money. We'll develop the missile. And they said, well, that's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. Well, these people never shot trap. They never shot ducks, never shot anything. It's a matter of mathematics. Of course we can do it, and we proved it. But so what did Obama do? Devastated the generals, devastated middle officers, and even a lot of sergeants that don't walk lockstep with Obama.
That's another great point. They've been purging the military of the best commanders from the highest brass on down. What do you think is going on here?
Holy smokes. I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't know. And the threat of Putin through Kerry, what? What if Putin comes back and say, guess what, Obama? Tell Obama how's he going to go to the space station. And we're good friends with China. We're going to purchase a lot of their debt that you owe them for 50 cents on a dollar, and then we're going to demand it. What's going to happen then?
Well, it's basically the New World Order that runs the U.S. acting out. They're in a corner now with all their fraud and corruption. So they're trying to start a fight as a diversion. Great points.
You're right.
It's just general craziness. I mean, the wicked flee when none pursue. as the Bible says, and the globalists that run this country in Europe, they're just trying to start a new war so they can shut down their political competition. Let's talk to Cole in South Carolina. You're on the air, Cole.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I agree with most of what is being said tonight, but I disagree, and I did a blog. It's called Americans Must Grow Up Over U.S. Foreign Policy, and this is about dollar destabilization. I mean, it's a lot more than that, but BRICS, as you know, all these nations that hold part of our debt plan to dump the dollar. And if
because the Federal Reserve has been devaluing it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, everything that you say, I more or less agree.
No, I mean, I'm not saying BRICS is good either. That's what I mean. But, I mean, the globalists are the prime mover. They're the one doing it all.
Yeah, I understand, and I agree with that. I just, what on my blog, I just talk about how really the game has changed, and right now we pretty much have a golden gun to our head, I don't know, James Bond movie. I didn't like that movie. But, you know, because their gold is... You know, as you know, China has 8% or 8. They're ranked 8th in the world's.
That's right. The Chinese, the Russians, University of Texas, all big institutions are hoarding gold, and we're sitting on top of a big global pile of fake derivatives that the globalists want to use our nuclear weapons to enforce the world to accept as they keep devaluing it. And so it's just all coming towards a crisis, and we don't know what that crisis will be. This could be it. We hope it isn't. I appreciate your call. I mean, look. My interest is just survival. I just want to have a free country. I want to go forward into the future. But all these crises are coming to a head. Hassam, I think I'm pronouncing that right, in Holland. What's your take on all this quickly?
Hassam from Holland.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hi, you get the greetings from Holland.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, I think this is very, very bad for Europe, but also for Germany. But I would like to say another news, actually, which is, do you remember George Zimmerman and J.R. Martin?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know George Zimmerman said it was God's plan?
You know, I don't know. I'm not on that subject right now. I appreciate your call, though. We're almost out of time here. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the weekday show. We'll discuss this more. Mark in Texas, another veteran. You're going to take us out. Sorry to all the other callers. We're out of time. Mark, what's your take on Ukraine, briefly?
Ukraine is we need to mind our own business. Ukraine, by the way, part, the western part of the Ukraine actually belonged to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the east always belonged to, pretty much always belonged to Russia. The other thing is three things can come out of this, three bad things. One of the least would be another Cold War, which is bad enough. The other is a conventional war, which we could lose hundreds of thousands of American soldiers and God knows how many other people. The third possibility is a thermonuclear war. So these neocons and these other globalists better shut their mouth. Stop it already.
I think that's a great way to end the show. God bless you. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. I mean, look, I'm not following George Soros into war with Russia. He's putting back into a time machine, sending him back to the Nuremberg trials where he deserved to be. See you back tomorrow. Great job, crew. Pray for peace. Pray that we don't have nuclear war. Pray for justice.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great